This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. An air quality alert is in effect through tomorrow for northern Illinois and northwest Indiana. As of this recording, the air quality tracking website IQ Air rates Chicago as one of the most air-polluted cities in the world. The Illinois Department of Public Health says particle pollution is higher in our area because of wildfire smoke arriving from Canada. The state health department says everybody should stay indoors as much as possible. You should avoid intense outdoor activities like running. Chicago and the suburbs now have four open seats in the U.S. House in next year's election. Illinois Congressman Danny Davis today says he's retiring after more than 40 years in politics and he won't seek a 16th term in the House. My colleague Alex Degman reports the 83-year-old Democrat was a Chicago alderperson starting in the late 1970s. He also served as a Cook County Commissioner and then was elected to Congress in 1996. Davis today told supporters not much is going to change. He plans to keep working, comparing this time period to going back to school.
I'll be reading. I'll be researching. I'll be writing. I'll be campaigning. I'll be going all across the country trying to help Democrats get elected.
Illinois' 7th Congressional District covers parts of downtown Chicago, plus the south and west sides and a few western suburbs. A state investigation has found the emergency room at a hospital in Chicago's Uptown neighborhood does not have enough supervising registered nurses, and it's not providing adequate care. State records obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times show Weiss Memorial Hospital was operating a sort of makeshift emergency department. It didn't have basic items like oxygen supplies, medications, and monitoring equipment. Two doctors and a nurse interviewed by the Illinois Department of Public Health say those conditions made it impossible for them to treat patients. Before she was releasing Billboard Top 10 hits, Raven Lane was attending classes at the Chicago High School for the Arts. The R&B singer is back in town this weekend for her debut at Lollapalooza. But before that, she returned to her alma mater for a Q&A with current students. The Southside Chicago native explained how attending the public arts high school helped her career.
There's something so rich about Chicago and also the Southside, and I think a lot of times we can forget that, you know, based on what the news is showing. So really taking that pride with you in your music and knowing that that's not an obstacle, it more so sets you apart from everybody else.
Lene is set to play Lollapalooza tomorrow. Well, it was a long road, but the White Sox yesterday snagged a 9-3 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. The White Sox rallied for the comeback win after a 3.5-hour rain delay. Rookie catcher Kyle Teal started with a home run in the second, and he wasn't the only young talent to hit home runs. Teal says hits are contagious. He was happy to contribute to that win.
It feels amazing, you know. There's so much talent on this team, and to be able to positively impact this game is important to me, and it's important to the guys, so it's a great feeling.
Miguel Vargas and rookie catcher Edgar Caro each hit a 3-run homer in the 7th. You're listening to The Rundown. Earlier this month, we published a list of our 12 favorite artisanal ice cream shops in Chicago, and we challenged our listeners and readers. The first person to try all 12 would get a prize. Now, if you're still trying for this chance to win, I am sorry to say you've been beaten for quite some time. I had a chat with Jeffrey Jacobs about how he completed our ice cream bucket list challenge in fewer than 50 hours. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
All right. That's a lot of ice cream. I know that we initially gave readers a deadline of Labor Day to finish this list, and you were able to complete it in a pretty record amount of time, 50 hours. What was your game plan to get it done so efficiently?
Well, you posted it maybe 5:30 in the morning, and I saw it sometime that Tuesday evening. And I thought, okay, this looks interesting. I love ice cream. I haven't been to many of these places. So I thought I would try to get to all 12. on Thursday. I coach track and cross country at Lane Tech, and we had a morning practice. So I was able to get started at about 11:30. And I started out in the suburbs, figured I'd go out west, swing south, and come back north through the city. My plan to get all 12 was foiled because I didn't realize that Bueno Day closed at 2.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You got there and you thought, no.
Well, I put it in my GPS and it says, we'll be closed by the time you get there.
Oh, no. So you completed the challenge. You said you visited Buenos Aires in the Little Village neighborhood at 7 in the morning. What was that, on Friday then?
Yeah, that was
okay.
On Friday.
And did you pair all of these ice cream treats with other maybe more balanced meals, or was it just all ice cream, a strict ice cream diet for 50 hours?
Well, it took me really about 23 hours from first to last. And I don't think I ate anything but ice cream in that 23 hour time frame.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, it was a lot of ice cream, 11 places in one day and then one the next morning.
One the next day. Did you try any of the specialty flavors that we suggested on the website, or did you keep it to something that you knew that you would already like?
I changed up. At some places I tried the specialty flavors, like the Tamarillo at New Bay's was totally different than anything I had tasted before in terms of ice cream. Sean Michelle's vanilla is just an amazing vanilla. Then I did taste their bean pie. It was a really good and interesting flavor, but I just wanted something a little simpler for a whole scoop.
What did that taste like?
It was a lot more bean forward. I believe the bite I had a whole bean in it, so it had that texture, which was interesting.
Do you think that was the craziest item you ordered, this bean pie ice cream?
I don't know about crazy. It was probably the most unique. The flavors at Bartleby's struck me as a bit of an overload in a great way. You know, maybe not the what I was looking for, 9 ice cream cones in, but the white chocolate passion fruit was crazy in its own way and very good.
That sounds delicious, actually. So after visiting these dozen artisanal ice cream shops all over Chicago, do you have a favorite?
Just in terms of ice cream, Sean Michelle's was probably my favorite. In terms of the vibe that they're curating, Bartleby's just struck me as a very, very good neighborhood ice cream shop. And it's only a couple miles from me, so it's the one I'd be most likely to go back to.
Will you be eating ice cream again soon?
Oh, I already have. I was at Margie's for a sundae yesterday.
That was Jeffrey Jacobs, the winner of WBEZ's Artisanal Ice Cream Bucket List Challenge. Weather, we do have an air quality alert in effect through tomorrow. Sunny skies, areas of smoke from Canadian wildfires, high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and patchy smoke, a low in the mid-60s. And sunny and comfortable on Friday. Looks like the smoke should be gone, high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.